Hey, AfterBuzzers, thank you so much for joining us for another Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are going to be discussing Season 2, Episode 4, Treason. Lots to talk about, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers.
What's a thong?
It was at the end of the episode. Ooh. That's right, guys. Welcome to another Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. Full panel of beautiful ladies here tonight. Introduce yourselves and let us know we can find you on the Twitter.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Hello everyone, I'm Abby Vega. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _ Abby Vega.
Hey guys, and you can always find me, since I am the one and only Lucretia Lyon, at LACRETIALYON. Switched it up today.
Yes, it is. I noticed that.
And of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Use the hashtag ABTVUnreal when you guys just want to, like, chat or tweet at us. Or just text us. Just kidding. We're not giving you our phone numbers. maybe another time. what did you guys think about this episode? I heard some rumblings of people in the studio talking about it that aren't in the panel, and I was interested to hear their thoughts, because I rather liked it.
Yeah, some people said that they didn't like it as much.
Really? I loved it.
Which, it was like, I liked it in a different way. It wasn't as much, like, intense, like, in chaos nonstop. But I liked some of the storylines that developed, and I liked getting to know more relationships forming. I think that's what I liked the most about it, between, you know, Jeremy at the end and then Ruby. Mm-hmm. There were so different people were the focus, which I liked.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It was really nice watching, especially the scene with Ruby and Darius we see at the end, and just so many unexpected scenes that I liked. I think this episode just gave us a lot of new stuff to work with, and I liked it.
Yeah, me too. What did you think, Lucretia?
Yeah, to me, what I really liked is humanizing Chet and Quinn more. Like, that was the thing. It's like, even though, because Quinn talks about her dad dying, and, you know, I wasn't really that familiar with that relationship, and it was telling of Rachel. Rachel's immediate thought was to help Quinn, even after screwing them over. But I did like Quinn not going back to her and seeing this little bit of vulnerable side. And then same thing with Chet and the baby, and I do believe that he was genuine at the end of the episode before he got arrested.
Are you talking about, like, the genuine, like, in his, like, talk with...
He's still crazy.
No. Oh, yeah. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's just nuts. Yeah. And that was hilarious. I was like, Chet, you can't kidnap a freaking baby.
I know. For me, two things. Like, one is that I don't like that we're veering away from the direction of girl power. Quinn and Rachel are a great team. And at the end of last season, like, that was kind of the moral of all of it. You know, we've talked about this before in the press. They've said that the real love story is between these two women. Yes. And they're at each other's throats. But I think Rachel really does love Quinn. Yeah. And that is shown. Also, I think that this is the first episode, at least for me, where I'm like, okay, I get Darius and I like him and I want him to be
a good guy. I said I liked Darius.
You did.
No, you were right. I was completely
turned. I knew he was
going to
be a good
guy.
I knew he was going to end up being good.
I felt for him this episode. And I remember watching it and being like, oh man, I feel so bad that I didn't like him last episode. Because this episode, I loved him. Mm-hmm. And felt so bad for the guy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, me too. And he's less of a, like, Adam was such a Barbie doll. Mm-hmm.
Darius
is a real man, and it's so, like, I really felt for him with that Romeo situation, because he's sort of torn, and he's not sure if he's, you know, on his side or what, and yeah, like, we get to know this relationship, and they've obviously always been there for each other, and that's sort of what this episode was all these relationships, like Quinn and Rachel, and him and Romeo, falling. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You think about, I just thought of this, the title of the episode is Treason, and treason is when you go against your people. And two of the main characters did that this episode, Rachel and Darius. But speaking of Quinn, you know, her father dies, Madison has to break the news to her.
Madison's lying.
Yeah, you guys, we're having Madison in, like, so close to confirming it, probably towards the end of July, and I'm so excited.
Oh, she's becoming a fave.
I love her. So I love what she's saying. She's, like, sobbing. She goes, she's always going to remind, like, she's always going to think of me as the girl who went down on her fiance and told her dad.
Love that.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was, she's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I like her.
And she's on her game.
Oh my gosh, I know. Oh, I love watching her produce now.
And then she smiles. She gets so excited when she gets a girl to do something. She's like, yes.
Mm-hmm. She has that crazy evil smile. Yeah. That I'm like, Madison is my new favorite character right now.
I know.
She's manipulating, but she's so happy and proud of it.
She's so cute.
And Rachel sees Madison crying and asks her what's wrong. And so then that's when Rachel goes to talk to Quinn to say that she's sorry about her father. And like you said, she fires back automatically. Mm-hmm. And she's like, is that all you're sorry for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to me, it's like, I hate them being apart. But at the same time, I feel like this is something that needed to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew that something was going to happen with those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was surprised she reacted the way she did. I felt like the way she responded to what Rachel did was more vulnerable than I thought it was going to be. From Quinn, I thought she was going to get automatically in attack mode, no feelings, but she was hurt by this.
Yeah, that's what I said I loved about this episode, is seeing this different side of Quinn. Yeah. She is probably more hurt by Rachel betraying her than Chet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or her dad
dying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That, she seemed the most upset about Rachel, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope that they come back together because, you know, ladies, we are more powerful together. Let's not, you know, do this. But the way it really kind of turned out in this episode is, like, teams are being formed of, like, couples.
We predicted that.
Yeah, we did last episode.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll get into Coleman. But, of course, we have Darius that, at the end of last episode, you know, was, like, trampled. It's going to happen again. This poor man.
I know. Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. Yeah. How embarrassing is that? Like, twice you're really hurt because these little girls jumped on you?
Well, the first time, she wasn't that little, but...
That is true.
And this time, it was like a dog pile, so...
And planned. That was the worst part of it all.
I know, you saw it coming. It's like,
really?
No.
And Quinn smiled when it happened. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was upsetting for me.
Yeah, really upsetting.
Yeah, to me, do you think that Quinn and Chet would have gone there had they known the whole story? I kind of...
Well, they do.
I feel like they didn't
I think
have,
they know the whole... I think they do know the whole story. They don't care. They're like, he's hurt, and we're going to make the most of it.
Yeah, they don't even need to know the extent of it. They're not like, oh, let's get more details to make sure, like, this isn't more serious. They're like, okay, he's hurt. This is going to ruin his career, but it'll be great rating. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And, I didn't like that.
Well, he also switched sides. I mean, if he was still on their side, Darius, then they probably would have protected him in some way. Mm. But, you know, since he was now on Rachel's team.
But they didn't really even know that he was on Rachel's team.
Yeah, it's Coleman that they want out of the picture. So they thought, that since she's not running the show anymore, they thought if they ruin the show by doing this to Darius, then Coleman will be out of the picture and it'll be Quinn's again. It's all about Quinn at this point. She just wants to be back on top.
Yeah, and to me, it's just like, but how would it really look if he'd been paralyzed? That's why I figure, had they known the whole thing, I don't think they would have taken it that far. Because, when
I'm
they
getting
said,
nervous that he's going to get paralyzed. Yeah,
I feel like, he's going to end up in a wheelchair by
that's
the end
how
of the
I
season.
Feel too. And it's freaking me out.
He's gonna be like, it's okay, and she's gonna be pushing him out.
Yeah, it's like freaking me out.
Because Rachel also doesn't care.
No,
like, Quinn doesn't care, Rachel doesn't care, but she's doing it in a different way. She's like, oh, like, no, this will be good for you. It's a quick fix that could really jeopardize his whole future.
And that's what I'm saying is, like, I feel like Rachel's actually more evil in this situation because she knows the whole thing and is still drug him up, you know, and the doctor is told her. The Quinn and Chet actually don't have any idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're not stupid, though.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that, I think because Quinn sees herself a lot in Rachel, so even when she sees her on footage, she's like, I see how her brain works because she learned from me, and I know what she's doing.
Yeah.
So, and I thought Romeo was really interesting this episode.
Yeah.
I hope that he's not gone for good because I actually really enjoyed the addition of him to the show and, like, what he brought. And, I don't know what his exact deal is with Darius, if he's his manager, if he gets 15%, like, whatever the hell it is. But he's like, essentially an old friend.
Yeah,
right?
I felt bad for him this episode, actually, because he, of all the people, genuinely does have Darius' best interest at heart. And so that's why I kind of felt bad that he kind of got the backlash of that all, he ended up getting fired. But I truly do think that he was worried more about Darius as a person and his health compared to any benefits he gets from him being healthy.
I mean, he was crying.
I thought it seemed really genuine.
I definitely thought it was and I thought this whole scenario, learning about his injury, made so much more sense just of this whole season so far, with why Romeo is so involved and why they just kind of really team up together and why they're in the house. It makes so much more sense now, and you really really see that relationship that they had.
Yeah, he's been protecting him, like he pointed out, his whole life. They were bros. I mean, this is his family. And, yeah, Romeo is the only one who gives a crap about him. And although you see some of the other girls develop.
Yeah, the girls.
Like, to me, Ruby and Tiffany actually seem to actually care about him.
Well, I think Tiffany, I don't know. I don't know about wifey over there. Yeah.
I think all the girls at this point think that they want him. Some have, like, genuine feelings and connections, but in regards to like Quinn and all the people in charge, Romeo's the only one who cares about him.
I mean, the thing is, just comparing it to last season with Adam, all that was at stake was like his royalness. And this, actually, he could be paralyzed, he could die. And that is, even though, you know, we saw a woman kill herself last season, that wasn't in, well, I'm not going to say it wasn't intentional because the actions of the producers, you know, caused that. But with this is actually life or death.
As opposed to
ruining someone's image. After, let's see, we have these ridiculous outfits that the girls have to wear.
Hey, they all looked good in them, though. Girls. Yeah,
they really did.
Looking good.
That was funny. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
And to me, that's too. A real thing. There is the Lingerie Football League. And, you know,
interesting. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know.
Yeah, I had some friends who were on the Dallas Desire, so.
that's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Should I go out for it next year? Next season?
They do have an LA team.
All right. Yeah. You'll see me there.
Tune in. Yep.
Oh, God. don't do that. Anyways, Jay is picking up on what
she's like. Shoot me that email after the show. After the show.
I'll send you the info. Not CC me. It's okay, guys. Me too. So, let's see. There's Jay, who's picking up on all of the business. First of all, Jay probably should freaking be in charge. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Because he's the only decent human being.
And he seems to be paying attention on the whole picture. Yeah. Like, I feel like everyone else is focused, like, their intentions are to get something else. He genuinely is just doing his job. He doesn't have a certain thing that he's, like, trying to get.
Yeah.
He's just trying to produce the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to me, he does feel like he's a little bit protective of Ruby because he's took her out of college, and, you know, he really wants to see her succeed, but it's not for him. It's actually because he seems like a decent human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that line. I just want to say when they're drinking on the field, and Ruby's making friends, you know? Like, Ruby's okay, and Ruby's like, I'm just going to be a doctor.
Yeah, Urban Amore in the chat just said
look at me
that.
Now. Yeah. I'm in a skimpy little powder puff outfit, drinking at, like, what time is it? Probably, like
10.
That was funny.
Yeah. That was funny. I like that line.
There are a couple stupid girls, but I feel like with this season compared to the last one, there are more intelligent women that actually have some, you know, education or a career behind
them. I really like that they included that too, her saying that, because you see the real shows and all these dating shows, and people are so quick to just up and leave their career to get on these shows, whether it's to genuinely find love or just get, like, this TV time. But it was kind of funny because you never see them talking about, like, oh my gosh, I left my entire life. I don't know. It was funny that they kind of made a joke of that.
Yeah. And I do love those moments where we get to see the girls not hate each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually kind of bond from it. I have a confession. I don't remember if I said this last week. I don't think I did, probably, because I was too embarrassed. I read Andy Dorfman's book.
My roommate's reading that right now. I heard it's great.
Andy Dorfman is one of the old Bachelorettes, and it's this book, like, basically about behind the scenes. She calls the guys by numbers instead of, and we all know who they are. But it's really fascinating. And she said, you know, when you're in this kind of situation with other women, if you're a decent human being, like, you're going to develop good relations. Some of her best friends that helped her through all of this, which I didn't even know, her breakup from her fiance, were girls from the show.
Oh, I feel like you see that. I'm a huge Bachelorette fan. After the show, you see them, they all hang out all the time. Yeah. Which, because you're with them more than when you're with a guy, so.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. It's fascinating. So I enjoyed those moments.
Yeah.
And the little that they did last season, I remember, so there's Natalie Kelly, I'm blanking on her name. She played the Brazilian contestant that made it to the final two.
Oh.
And when she came in, I think, in the 9th episode, and I said to her, I was just like, I love the scene in the pilot where you said to Faith, like, you were trying to be nice to her and, like, give her compliments because everyone was making fun of her. And she was like, I'm so glad that you remembered that because I love those scenes where we're nice to each other and they don't happen a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a fun scene to see. But speaking of girls, let's talk about Yel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have questions.
I don't trust her.
No. I have some theories. I have a couple theories.
Yes, I want to know because I'm very, I don't know what is happening.
Okay, so, well, here's the thing that that is going into one of my theories. Rachel, is like obsessed with Rachel's men. Mm-hmm. First, it's Coleman. There's a very brief scene where she tries to hit on Coleman.
It sits in her chair.
Yeah, and Rachel's like, get the hell out.
I know, I love that scene. That's my chair. Bye. Yeah. Leave. I love her.
Yeah. Why was she doing that?
Yeah, to me, it's just like, again, this is sort of a single white female situation, sort of how Madison and, you know, they are here. But I kind of wonder, does Yel have an alternative motive? Like, maybe was she on another season and they just don't even remember her? Because this is, like, seriously sinister. And she's smart. So I'm like, is there way more to this than her just being hot Rachel?
Yeah. To me, when she was talking to Jeremy, she was, like, trying to dig information about Rachel.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's something between her and Rachel that's happened in the past that Rachel's not realizing. And then also, what were those keys that she snagged?
Jeremy's keys.
Yeah.
Yes. What is she doing with that?
I feel like she could be writing some kind of exposé.
Yeah, I liked your theory of that, because she is going to the...
But what's with the keys? What does she need the keys for?
I mean, who knows? But when she went to Coleman, I mean, he's the creator.
The showrunner.
Yeah. So that's like a guy you want to talk to. Like, definitely wears big shoes for the show. And then Jeremy's, like, kind of easy to manipulate and gets to be behind the scenes. So she might just be picking guys that are kind of easy. Well, one guy that's easy to manipulate that she can kind of get around and obviously steal keys for whatever she wants to do that with. And then Coleman, because he knows all.
Yeah.
Guys, I just had an idea. What if she's actually related to Rachel?
Yeah.
And, like, came on there.
And her mom was like, get on the show.
Well, she was like, hey, long-lost cousin, or, like, your long-lost half-sister.
Yeah, there's something, I think, deeper and more than what it's, like, looking like.
Yeah.
It's not just this girl who happens to look like Rachel, who happens to be going for Jeremy. It's...
There's something way more sinister there.
Yeah, it's kind of creeping me out.
Yeah.
It's weird. The thing is, with her being connected to Rachel, I find it odd that she hasn't tried harder to talk to Rachel as opposed to just, like, the people around her, you know? She's talked to Jeremy and Coleman, but why isn't she talking more to Rachel if that was, like, her ultimate goal?
Yeah, because that's the thing, is she's wanting to find out about her, and Oswald Quivera in the chat says, could she be working with Rachel's mom? Because we all know her mother loves to meddle in her life, but...
And it could be, like, a cousin or something. Yeah. I don't know.
A cousin she doesn't know. Yeah. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to see where that's going.
Because I like the expose theory, but with that being said, she's way too fascinated with Rachel. Rachel isn't necessarily where the story is at. It's, like, you know.
More like Quinn and Chet and all that blowing up.
Yeah. I would love her to be an old bachelorette or...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They would remember her.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, they're not...
After all the screening and stuff that has to go through, like, she would have to go out of, like, serious things to get, like, a passport, a license, surgery, like, new stuff.
Well, one more theory about her. What if she was, like, a fat girl and Rachel, during, like, the audition process, was like, you're fat, you can't be on the show, and then she lost all the weight and, like, came back to get her revenge.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm thinking, is she may have looked way different, like, plastic surgery or weight loss.
Maybe she tried more like Rachel. Okay, so maybe she tried to get on the show, but there's no way she was on the show already, and then, like, they wouldn't remember that. But maybe she tried to. I don't know.
Well, guys, there's a lot of theories for this one, so please let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'm curious what people think.
Now that we're talking about it more, I'm super excited about it. I'm like, oh my God, there's something really going on this girl. So there's this girl this episode, London.
Yes.
We don't really even know her. She's the Muslim one that they were trying
to wear
the burqa, and she was like, I don't wear burqas, you know, don't make me do that. And so they basically coerce her to get drunk. Madison does.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Hey, Madison. She's so proud. She was so proud. She was like, oh, she's doing it.
Yeah. And then, like, Chet gets involved, you know, and I don't know what he did to her, honestly, because he's like, let me help you. And we see Madison give her the drink. We don't see Chet. We see Chet say, come with me, but we don't see what happens.
I think he's telling her to jump on him first so she'd win.
Yeah. That's all I thought it was, too.
Yeah, to me, I think that, or to me, it either was Madison and Chet drugged her as well as the drink, but being that she's Muslim, she could easily get drunk really fast because she probably doesn't drink based on her religion. But that was never really explained.
No,
but
see, yeah, I thought the drink Madison gave her had something in it.
Else in it, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Like testosterone.
I don't know what it was, but I definitely think that her and Chet's conversation was mainly him just saying, like, hey, I'm telling you to take the initiative and do it first.
Yeah, I think the only reason it didn't show us that is because it was like the suspense of it. Like, what did he tell her? And then all of a sudden she jumps on him.
Yeah, she charges.
Yeah. Poor Darius.
Oh, God, I don't think that scene was in slow motion, but it was in my brain because it was like, oh, no.
I thought Rachel was going to intercept and, like, tackle her down.
I thought that was going to happen.
She was like, oh, my. That's what I thought was going to happen, but I was wrong.
That would have been funny.
Oh, I mean, it was painful for us even to watch because think about it. So Coleman and Rachel and Romeo and the doctors are the only ones that really know what's going on with Darius.
Yeah.
And the audience. And so as we're watching that, we're like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah.
So that was it.
I mean.
I thought he was a goner. I thought he was going to.
That would be so depressing in episode 4 if he ends up in a wheelchair. For this.
I know.
I'm so worried. I feel like they wouldn't have, especially since we know this season's going to be darker, I'm sure. Like, I wouldn't put it past them to be like, let's paralyze him episode 6.
I was thinking that, too. I wouldn't be surprised.
But they wouldn't keep him. That would be the thing. That he would have to go.
I don't know. Would they keep him?
I think they'd keep him. Might. That'd be the best ratings ever.
Yeah. They're like,
let's first guy in a wheelchair. Suicide ratings without suicide.
Yeah, that's a psycho. Yeah, and how bad would they think they were to get rid of a guy in a wheelchair?
Yeah, right?
That's the thing.
Get out of here. I mean, who knows if he'd still want to do it at this point because his career is already ruined since they know about the injury. Like, what is he going to do?
I'm thinking... I'll tell it up predictions, actually.
I can say predictions.
Okay, so let's see. He gets jumped on, and it's a very... I didn't think he was going to be able to move again after that. But, you know, he did, and there was an interesting conversation in the control room between Quinn, Rachel, Coleman, and Jay. And Rachel said to Quinn, like, you're going to ruin his life. Mm. Rachel seemed to care. She only cares because it's her guy at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
And I don't think she would have cared if the rules were reversed.
No, yeah.
No.
And, yeah, Quinn was just like, I'm going to take you down, and I'm going to come back.
She had some words to Rachel that really stirred her up when she's like, you are unstable. You cannot do this by yourself. And I think, if anything, Quinn saying that to Rachel just, like, sparked a fire in her to want to do it even more.
Yeah, because you saw her cracking, but then it was just like,
she almost had, like, this evil smile. Yeah. Like,
she goes, watch me.
Yeah. It's like, whoa.
But she's about to cry.
Yeah. And those are some words. And since I do really think that Rachel cares a lot about Quinn and her opinion, I think hearing those from her were probably more harsh and hurtful than hearing them from anyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know what Rachel expected after having
known. Yeah.
Like, she also should perhaps know how to deal with Quinn at this point. I guess this is the first time she's really ever been caught crossing her.
Mm-hmm.
And that badly, too, to try getting her thrown off her own show. I mean, I'd be pissed, too. But she was trying to be like, oh, like, it's just work stuff. And then Quinn's like, it's all work stuff. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's
I was
life.
Actually kind of annoyed. Yeah. I think we like, briefly touched on it. But the way that Rachel kind of tried to explain to Quinn why she did it was such BS. You know, like, she tried to make it seem like, I was just looking out for the best of the show. No, it was a complete power move.
Yeah.
Like Quinn calls her out on, but Rachel was trying to...
She was trying to
convince Quinn, thinking that it would work, and it's like, come on, Rachel. You learned everything from Quinn. She sees right through you.
Yeah.
But I thought I kind of got annoyed with Rachel.
Me too.
I've been all for Rachel this season, but that, her, just be straightforward. Exactly what Quinn said. She's like, own up to it. Like, it was a power move. Own up to it.
And I think had she owned up to it, Quinn might not have been that mad. Even though it was stabbed her in the back, Quinn would have done the same
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And had she been honest, she probably would have been like, all right, like, I can see where, you know, you thought that was a good idea, but don't screw me.
Okay, in Rachel's defense, in the sociopath's defense, she did say to Quinn, she blamed it on work, which we all knew, blah, 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 but she still said, she's like, I wasn't, you know... This to her, this wasn't all of their relationship, and she said a couple things that, you know, kind of were just like defending herself, and I didn't not agree with her because she said they were sabotaging each other, and she also said, you took me off as showrunner. I was pissed.
Yeah,
like, this was supposed to be mine, and then you just took it from me. And yeah. that, it, and that's not an excuse for what she did, but that part at least was honest.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, I don't see Quinn and Rachel grabbing coffee and getting mm-hmm. dinner together, having sleepovers. Like, this is their friendship. Like, this yeah. is what works for them. So, this was, like, the ultimate betrayal with them. Like, they can, like, mess with each other, but she tried getting her thrown off of her own show. So, no matter what she says, she knew what she was doing in that moment, and that doesn't make up for anything. If Quinn was off the show right now, Rachel wouldn't care. She would
yeah, that's so true. Yeah. That is true. She wouldn't be, like, reaching out to Quinn. I think she'd just be happy.
Yeah.
So
I'm naive and want to like have girl power and women to empower each other.
I think they'll make up. I just don't know how or when.
They have to.
They will.
Well, I think, okay, so you know, it's like, oh, it's work. Their relationship is just work, but work is their life.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it is personal.
Yeah.
And they do, you know, connect on a different level. So we'll see. I think they'll come back together.
Yeah.
But it they is kind of scary because it's like...
better come back together.
Yeah, it's like one demon with another, like, fighting.
I know.
That'd be so sad if they didn't. I didn't even think about that.
Man, guys, you got, you know, together we're stronger.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, at the beginning of the episode, Jay said something
to Rachel. What would Hillary think?
What would Hillary think? And she just kind of laughed, Rachel.
There's, like, so many quotes that I, like... That was one of the quotes. I put quotes in here because they just have such great things. Like... I had to say this real quick because we touched on this, but when Chet has the baby, Rachel goes, I'm sorry, did you kill Cynthia or something? So, like, you're not allowed to be with the kid. So she, like, straight up was like, did you kill your ex-wife?
Rachel said something also, I think, in that same monologue that was amazing, that, like, babies are, like, catnip for
women. Take it out of here.
And he uses that later in The Advantage to take those...
He sure does. I mean, that's like, you know, it's the guy that, like, brings their, like, sister's dog to the park.
Yes. And it's like, how many girls are going to stop and be like, oh my God, your dog is so cute.
Yeah. Well, you know, so, and it's a little weirdo.
Yes, it is a little weirdo. Little he said weirdo. It this episode.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe he's turning into a little weirdo, I think, at this point.
Chet's bizarre guy. It. Chet's a very bizarre guy.
It. And to me, I actually really liked him this episode. Same. I guess,
he's so... openly bizarre and weird. Mm. You're like, what? You're missing a screw. And he's so, like, creepily quirky and happy all the time. I'm like, he's got to be on, like, Xanax or something. Like, he's very relaxed.
He wasn't even concerned about the fact he kidnapped the kid. Like, yeah. He's like, no, it's fine. That's my DNA. Saying. Like, that was his defense. Cool.
Chet's got to be on something.
It's not just paleo.
Can I just say, my favorite quote in this episode was when Quinn said, it's as if Taylor Swift asked you to be a part of her girl squad and then changed her mind.
Yeah, that's what got him going. So, obviously, what ends up happening is Rachel and Coleman arrange for Darius to get a
epidural.
Epidural. Mm-hmm. Thing you get when you're having a baby.
Yeah.
That confused me. So isn't that just below the waist of that dumb suit? But, so wouldn't that not work on his...
I think it's his lower back. When they were icing him and stuff, it was all his lower back.
So it's just lower... Okay. Yeah. Because that confused me.
Yeah. That's, I think, why...
Like, does this work on your back, your whole back? But, okay, so it's just his lower back?
Yeah.
We don't know the injury, disc. Though, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, it's a ruptured disc. And that's what they said, is, like, if it ruptures anymore, that he might be paralyzed because of the position. Oh, if it goes...
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
God, those stakes are a little too high for my liking.
I know.
It scares me a lot.
And I love how the chat mentions Oswald Guerra again. He loved the line where Quinn goes, ew, is that a real baby?
That was funny. That was so funny.
Yeah, that was a poor child, honestly. Yeah.
I know.
Well, he comes out, Darius, and throws a football after the ambulance is waiting and says he's fine, ends up firing Romeo.
Yeah.
This whole thing happens, and then London goes to claim her date and then vomits on his shoes.
That was so funny.
That kind of made me think, too, that there was, like, something in the drink.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just drunk. But, I mean, maybe she could just be drunk.
I thought Jay said he gave her something. What did he say he gave her?
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. So just a lot of it to make it pink. I thought he, like, planned on her throwing up.
To make what?
Oh. Her throw up. Yeah. I thought he said he gave her a lot of Pepto-Bismol, and then that's why she threw up. And that was, like, planned.
That would make you not throw
up. That's supposed to help you stop throwing up.
I don't know.
But I heard that's what
Pepto-Bismol.
He said. Yeah, he did say Pepto-Bismol.
That's what he said. That's why it was pink, so I thought it was, like, planned that maybe he gave her too much and assumed that would also make her throw up after the alcohol.
No, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
Something happened there. Poor girl.
Yeah.
She ended up leaving. Very upset. And so, right now left, we have Ruby and Yael. And I have them written down. Tiffany. Let's see. So there's six left.
There's only six? Yeah, they cut these girls quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Jameson. Yeah, real quick. Chantal and Bethann.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So there's six left, and after the rose ceremony is over, we talked about this a little before. We'll get a little more into it because I'm really obsessed with the storyline now. Jeremy and Yael, that scene, she steals his keys. We don't know what she's doing, and she's asking very specific questions about Rachel.
Rachel. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's stupid.
He is so stupid. So and dumb. I'm sorry.
Love you, Josh Kelly.
Yeah, Josh.
I can't wait for you.
I know.
But like,
yeah. If Josh is coming in here,
yes,
I won't.
Hopefully, we're going to be getting Josh.
But I want him to just, like, shave.
Oh, I kind of want him to shave, too. I'm kind of over the beard.
Yeah, it's looking a little ratty.
Yeah, is he auditioning to be Grizzly Adams or something? Because like, he looks like it.
Yeah.
He looks like what Dexter looked like in the series finale.
Yeah. And I just, yeah. I really want Jeremy to go back to, I loved how he was the first season. I know he was, like, naive and ended up heartbroken, but he seemed like just such a genuine, nice guy. And I think he still is. I think he's hiding and being over the top. An asshole to kind of try to hide it and show that he's like, I'm masculine, whatever. But I want something to happen that he goes back and,
me
you
too.
Know. Because right now, I definitely think it's just a mask. I think he's just covering up his hurt and his emotion. And, like, that's the way he knows how to. But I loved him first season.
Me too.
Do you... I saw a bit of remorse tonight when he was talking to Elle. You know, she's like, I think Rachel hates me. And he goes, well, she hates me. Like, he didn't seem like, well, I hate her. She's a bitch.
Yeah.
He felt bad about what
yeah,
had
so I hope he's like coming back.
Yeah, I think he realized she's not affected by anything he's doing. Yeah. So now he's like, oh man, this just isn't working.
And that one line that y'all said that was, you know, it's amazing what she does to make people do what she wants.
That was what creeped me out. I was like, whoa.
And he's like, you have no idea. Tell me. And
but what was weird about that too is like she said that in a way that she knows that how to get what she wants too. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was, like, kind of weird.
Mm. Oh, God. I don't know. Excited. This is amazing.
It's like,
so many theories.
She's cray, I think.
Well, let's talk about this amazing scene with Ruby and Darius.
You guys!
I love that. Until the end, when they were taping it.
I know.
But that wasn't either their fault, I don't think.
I know, but I'm... Can I say something? Okay, this is, like, not a prediction, but, like,
no, you
I'm,
can't say something.
Can I speak? Okay. I am nervous that because, like, when she went up there and they were having this real conversation, he was kind of adamant about, like, is there cameras and all this stuff. And so I'm nervous that he's going to find out or see cameras and think that she set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that will hurt him because, like I said, I think he truly does have feelings for her and she for him. But I'm nervous it's just going to look bad and look like she tried to set it up to kind of get this moment.
I agree.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I hope that doesn't happen, but that's the way that it was such a secret filming. I feel like it just looks bad, and I think that he might find out that, I don't know.
Yeah, and to me, as she's put it, they don't follow me around. I'm not a wifey, and like that's why they're looking at ways to try and get rid of her, because he actually does like her, but she's not what they consider to be wifey or blifey material.
Yeah, and can I say, her dress... And her, she looked so pretty.
Oh, yeah.
That's
how
I was thinking. I was like, she looked awesome.
Yes. And we will have that actress Skyping in soon, either next week or in a couple weeks. We're still figuring some stuff out, but we will get to ask her some questions. So get excited for that, for sure.
So excited.
And then, let's see, we have Rachel offer Quinn a beer at the end, and, you know, she rejects.
This was heartbreaking, the line. She goes, we're not friends. I was like,
but you are.
But you're more than friends. You're like soulmates.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that was sad.
Your lip just quivered a little bit.
It did.
She called Rachel one of the garbage people. She listed, who was on that list?
She said,
her dad.
We skipped over a point. Chet gets arrested because of the baby.
Mm. After professing his love.
Yeah. And I knew he was still in love with
her. Yeah. We knew that.
And to me, that was actually very genuine of Chet. Like, I felt like he meant everything, you know, even if it's just for that moment. You know, I felt like he wanted to have this little family with Quinn, is why he took the baby.
For sure.
Yeah.
But that was so funny, too, just since we're talking about Chet and Quinn. When he does bring the baby, she goes, he asked if she wants to hold it. She goes, no, I do not want to hold the baby that you have because you cheated on me with your ex-wife
or it whatever. It came out of her vagina.
Yeah. She's like, no, I don't want anything to do with that child. And Chet, in this piece, it's kind of funny. Yeah. Chet does just some stupid things. Like, of course she's going to have that reaction.
Yeah. Because
she was heartbroken by this happening, and you're coming in with your baby.
Oh, my God.
Chet doesn't really pick up on cues.
I enjoy Chet. I enjoy Chet so much.
I enjoy Chet, too.
Because he's also pretty straightforward with all his maliciousness. Yeah. You know, he's not doing the super messed up, sneaky, shady stuff. He's pretty straightforward with it.
He's also not smart enough for that.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, that's what I like about Chet, is he's well aware of his limitations, and he's very honest about it.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, Quinn is the smart one. Or what I really loved when he's like, this show is our baby.
Yeah.
And like, that's when she kind of felt, like, bonding with him, too.
Yeah.
Because it is.
It is.
And I think she was upset, actually, when she saw him get arrested, because she had
she
hope
was.
For a minute.
You saw that face, they had that close-up of her face, and she looked heartbroken.
Constance Zimmer, again, I mean, so freaking amazing. Such a good actress.
Love her.
Yeah. Well, so since Quinn wouldn't accept the beer, Rachel takes it to Coleman, who is just seemingly eating out of the palm of her hand.
Mm-hmm. And side note, okay, I have hope that those two, I like them together. But I honestly think that Coleman is going to end up heartbroken just like Jeremy was. You saw the way that Rachel tried to come on to Romeo to get what she wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, this episode, I kind of was annoyed by Rachel. Because I do believe, I know that Coleman kind of is in this power and kind of probably has maybe some subtle assholeness about him. But I think he genuinely, when he's telling Rachel, like, we could make great stuff, he means it. I don't see any disingenuous stuff coming from him on his part. And I think at this point, Quinn telling Rachel off a little, that's why she's like, okay, now I'm going to act like I really am into Coleman.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Rachel's feelings are genuine.
I don't think so either.
And that's what I think sucks. It's like, because Rachel really is coming off more and more like a sociopath. I used to think, especially with Jeremy last season, she really had feelings for him.
And she felt bad, I think, about the stuff she did to him.
But now it's just like, she's just full on crazy.
Yeah.
I agree. I like Quinn more than Rachel. Yeah. In this episode, it just humanized Quinn so much. But it just made Rachel look so much worse. Like, they're not on the same level anymore. But I honestly think it's just because Rachel needs help. Like, she needs to get back on her medication. And then I'm sure she'll still be her really manipulative self for the show, but not be a total nutbag.
Yeah, because to me, the only time Rachel has been human in this episode and kind of in the past couple was when she found out Quinn's dad died. Yeah. And then when she tried to give her a beer at the end of the episode, it was just like, okay, she's trying to be human with her. But yeah, with these guys, these are just a means to an end.
Yeah.
Listen, I think that both Coleman and Rachel know that this is a symbiotic relationship, that they both need each other, because Coleman has never worked in reality TV before. He doesn't know how to start the drama. Mm-hmm. And when he saw Rachel work, you know, I think it was last week or the week before, he was seriously impressed and knew that he didn't have that in him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rachel needs the showrunner.
Yeah, and Oswald Guevara makes a good point. He's like, don't forget about Rachel's face when she sees Chet get arrested. She had a victory look. Like, she had the upper hand
she
on her Quinn.
She probably called the cops.
That may have been
my
it.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that till now.
I know.
So whoever said that, thank you, because they're like, who called the cops?
Because throughout the whole episode, she kept on making jokes
about
him
the baby.
Having a baby.
And she knew that there was some legal thing happening.
That he didn't have custody at all. Like, I'm guessing he probably didn't even
Rachel
have
visitation,
Rachel had to call
the
cops. Right? That's great.
That was totally Rachel.
That's really smart.
Because he said his ex-wife was out of town, so it's like, she thought the nanny... So
he gave the nanny the day off, so it's like, he kidnapped the baby, actually, legally,
Wow. It was totally Rachel. That biatch.
Well, that's crazy. That biatch. On that note, let's get into some predictions for next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Alrighty, so I have a few predictions tonight. One, I think that the final two are going to be Ruby and Tiffany. That way it'll be, like, someone he actually really has a genuine connection with, and then someone that they have chemistry, but mostly the TV, everyone on the TV wants them to be together. Also, I do think that Darius is going to end up in a wheelchair, and I think they'll just continue the show like that. And lastly, okay, I love Coleman. I want him to be genuine. I don't think he's extremely manipulative, but I do think that we're going to have, like, a plot twist with him where he will end up, like, actually having a girlfriend that we'll find out later on and be like, oh, well, this is nothing. Like, we're just having fun through the show. Like, they're both getting what they want. I don't completely trust him altogether, but I don't think he's on the level of, like, Rachel. I just think it's too good to be true, and I think we're thinking he's too sweet, and there's going to be, like, a moment where he's going to be a little, you know, shady.
Ooh. I hope not. I like him. He seems sweet to me. So, I guess the one thing that, I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't even know where to predict. Like, I don't even know where Hot Rachel is going. She's nuts. I don't know. But the one thing that I was thinking is in regards to if they would continue the show if he was in a wheelchair. And right now, it seems as though Darius, his main focus is his career. That's why he doesn't want to get paralyzed. I'm thinking that maybe him and Ruby are going to have such a strong connection that it's going to come down to him not even caring about his career and being open about his injury because he found actual love and he's never had that.
Oh, what an ideal.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. I honestly did think that, I said this at the beginning of the season, that this season is going to end up with the suitor ending up actually finding someone that he loves because that's honestly everyone's last priority on the show. They're just trying to create drama, even though that's what the show's for. And I think with Ruby not wanting to go on the show and him only, it's just going to end up kind of being like a fate thing.
Yeah, whether they actually film it and air that is irrelevant because, yeah, I do agree. Because this Darius is a nice guy. Like, we see this. This is a guy we want to root for. And to me, this may be, you know, maybe this ties into whatever Yael is doing because maybe, you know, it's a little too Rachel-focused to be a full-on expose of the show and all the bad things that happen. But, yeah, I mean, she probably will post a tell-all book because, yeah, like we say, she could have been a girl that came in and Rachel treated her like crap, so she didn't make it. So, yeah, I'm thinking that a lot of this is umbrella. It's all going to blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Something super sketchy with Hot Rachel over there. And, she's going to seduce Jeremy, and Jeremy's going to end up giving her
a lot
of stuff, and it's not going to be good. I think that Coleman, I don't know, it's like he's good deep down. I think Rachel is going to kind of take him to the bad side, and then maybe, you know, she's just going to leave him in the lurch, and he'll be like, what? And she'll be like, well, sorry. Duh, like, this is over. I was just using you. Now I have my show. Like, what if she's secretly trying to sabotage him the closer she gets, you know?
That could be the case, because I
wouldn't put it past Rachel.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past Rachel.
Because she wanted his job. That's why she did this whole thing.
Truth.
And, let's see, Chet is not gone for good. He just might,
Chet will get out of it.
He'll get bailed out.
Yeah, he's going to get in some trouble. As far as Darius is concerned, I mean, so it was episode 5 of last season. I remember this because I rewatched it. That shit started getting real and really bad and crazy. That's when Mary died.
So, episode 5?
Episode 5.
And that's next time, right?
Yeah. Oh, next week is episode 5. I'm scared. And I think that, you know, it's like, but I could see, and it's not me, I could see Quinn saying something like, no one wants to date Stephen Hawking. Like, don't.
Oh, my God. That's such a Quinn line.
That is a Quinn line.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, no one wants to watch him fall in love, whatever. And I think him and Ruby really do have something, whether he gets mad and she ends up leaving. I think it's going to be one of those things. She comes back in the end.
Yeah.
We do know next week is a big episode for her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's exciting.
I do have to say one thing. Did you guys notice that Rachel put her hair down for like the first time in a long time?
Her hair, I feel like this whole season.
Has it been down?
Yeah, it's been down.
Oh my God, I need to watch the whole thing back.
Yeah, it's been the whole season. Been up
in this episode, I was like, oh my gosh, she's wearing her hair down.
And didn't you love the line when Chet has the baby and Rachel goes by and he's like, that's what we were talking about earlier. That's a lesbian. Cheddar.
Yes, that was so funny. Okay.
Yeah.
I love Chet.
That was adorable.
I guess, you know, when Rachel lets her hair down, because it's been noticeable to me. I'm like, wow, her hair is long. So she's let her hair down. She's in charge, but she is using her sexuality to get what she wants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
I know.
All right, guys. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. Where can we find everyone on social media one more time?
Hey, guys. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
You can find me at _ Abby Vega.
And you can always find me at LACRETIALYON, since there is only one.
And you guys can find me at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. We're going to have somebody here next week. It's either in person or in Skype. There's two different people. We are going to confirm it very soon, and I'll tell you all on Twitter because it's going to be awesome. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys soon.
Money, bye. Dick, power!
Money, dick, power!
Money, dick, power!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.